Do my Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis continues the discussion of what happens when a person is invited over to an Am Ha'aretz house for a Shabbos meal and is worried that he's going to be fed demai, but this time in beverages. Mazgu lo es hakos, if they pour for him a cup when he is coming to come drink at the meal, and wine, of course, is something that needs maestros taken out, Omer, he should say, prior to Shabbos, Masha ani osid l'shayer b'shulei hakos, this that I'm going to leave over in the bottom of the cup, harehu meiser, that should be meiser. And once again, he's following the formula of leaving a small amount and saying that meiser is next to it, usha'ar meiser samachlo, and the other portion at the bottom of the cup next to it should be the remainder of the meiser. Zeshal sisi meiser, the 1% of the liquid at the beginning that I left over in cold meiser, also trumas meiser olav, that should be trumas meiser on the remainder. Then, the rest of the meiser rishon, as always in the case of demai, the levy can't come and take because it's all doubtful whether or not he really deserves to get his meiser rishon from it. So he can drink the remainder of that which was going to be meiser rishon. Umeiser sheni befiv, and now in terms of leaving meiser sheni, you can't say it should be in the bottom of the cup, because that which is in the bottom of the cup is trumas meiser, and it will all be mixed together, since the liquid doesn't have any clear separation. So the meiser sheni should be from that which is in the mouth of the cup left over. Umechula al hamaos, and it's deconsecrated on coins that he set aside before Shabbos. Both this and the previous Mishnah are working from the principle of Bereira, that which he eats on Shabbos was always intended to be his, and the portion that's left over was always intended to be the maestro's. Also, as in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph, we say that he's not technically separating maestros on Shabbos because it just takes place automatically as if it were on a time clock, that as soon as he leaves it over, it becomes maestro from prior before Shabbos. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel deals with a worker who is working for a Baal Habayis who owes him in his contract lunch, but the Baal HaBayis is an Am Ha'aretz, and you can't trust that he took off Trumos and Maestros properly. Therefore, you're getting Demai, and you have to take out from that Demai. So, Poel She'eno Ma'amin LaBaal HaBayis. A worker does not trust his employer that the lunch that he gets as part of his contract is going to be non-demai and therefore edible. So what does he do? In this case, the Mishnah suggests that he is supposed to get 100 dried figs for lunch every day. So notel grogeras achas. The worker takes one fig and he says, v'omer, zo v'teisha habo'os achareha, this one fig and the 9 that are coming after it, asuyos meiser al tishim shani ochel, they are going to be meiser for the 90 that I am going to eat. Remember that he doesn't have to worry about truma in the first place, because even those who are suspected on demai still take off truma. So it's just meiser and truma's meiser and meiser sheni that he has to worry about. So he takes out the one fig, says that the next 9 figs are also meiser rishon. Zu asuya truma's meiser olehen. The one fig that he's holding shall be truma's meiser for the entire quantity. And meiser sheni should be taken from the later ones that I'm going to eat. And they are mechulal on coins that he's going to take out. He's eventually going to eat them, so they're not a problem with his contract. And he has to refrain from eating one fig, the one that he's giving as trumas meiser. That has to go to a kohen. The problem is, that means he's only getting 99 figs, and his trumas meiser ain't one. So he is going to get less than his contract, and it's going to come from his pocket. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo yachso. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he should not hold back, because he is reducing his labor for the person he's working for. It's an interesting concept. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues that 100 figs are what the worker needs to do a good job on the job. It's enough nutrition to get through a day. By eating fewer than 100 figs, then he is going to do a poor job at work because he is not really in good enough shape to handle his work. Therefore, the worker has to pay for his own extra fig to get to 100. So not only does he lose one fig for the meiser, trumas meiser, but he also is going to have to buy an additional one so that he gets 100 to eat. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo yachso. Rabbi Yossi says he should not refrain from eating the one fig. Nesha hu tanai bezdin. This is a tnai of Bezdin that he can take his additional fig from the employer's stock. And so as a result, he gets 101. From his original 100, one comes out for Trumas Meiser, and he gets one more for his sustenance to be able to get through his day.